Hello and welcome to our fourth Game of Life Masterclass session. Okay, so before we begin, I want to remind you to be gentle with yourself. These sessions move energy, and your body has to have the time it takes to align with the new energy that you're elevating to. And then, of course, we have everything that's happening around us. So drink lots of water. Get more sleep if you need to. Sit in nature when you can and just breathe. Now, I want to remind everyone to read the Chaos Flush Energy System Manual and call in that attunement. Let me know if you have any questions about this and use it. Please use it. I know you have to remember to use it, but use it when you can remember because it is powerful. And be sure to download the sessions, the meditations, and the other content to all your devices. And now we're going to create our safe, sacred space. So just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now, with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. With another deep breath. On the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now let's get into our class content. In this week's chapter, The Law of Non-Resistance, Florence is on a roll. Wow, she covers a lot of ground. So let's just dive in. So she begins the chapter with the statement, "Nothing on earth can resist an absolutely non-resistant person." She's telling us that manifesting our every desire, manifesting as our reality every little thing that fulfills our square of life, happens when we're non-resistant, like water. She uses the example of water, how it's non-resistant, but remarkably powerful. We can be as water, powerful in our non-resistance to manifest everything that brings our heart joy, our heaven on earth. And then she sums up the chapter by telling us that evil is a false law man has made for himself through psychoma or soul sleep. And soul sleep means that man's soul has been hypnotized by the race belief of sin, sickness, and death, which is carnal or mortal thought. and his affairs have outpictured his illusions. She reminds us that whatever we feel deeply, good or bad, is outpictured by the faithful servant of our subconscious mind. She tells us that man's body and affairs show forth what he has been picturing. The sick man has pictured sickness, the poor man, poverty, the rich man, wealth. We know that outpicturing is the manifestation of subconsciously focusing the energy of our emotions and backing it up with conscious thought. Now, this begs the question, which comes first, the thought or the emotion? Could be either, but they must be in alignment with the right energetic vibration. When the subconscious energy is of fear and the conscious thought is focused on worrying about experiences that we do not want, that energy gets magnified, and what we do not want is made manifest as our reality. So let's unpack evil by replacing it with the word fear. When we use the word fear, it's easier to grasp what she's trying to tell us. Now, I'll take Florence's quote, and in today's language, I'll replace evil with fear. Fear is an unnatural state of being that we've made for ourselves by feeding into the pain of what we see happening around us, lack, suffering, and death. It's unnatural because our natural internal energetic frequency is the love vibration. The very essence of who we are is the vibration of love frequency. To get back to Florence's statement, once we take in the fear energy of what we see around us, we hold on to that fear with our emotions and subconsciously focus our manifesting energy through that vibration of fear, manifesting through us our own experience of pain, lack, and suffering. Since we're subconsciously holding on to the energetic vibration, it feeds off of all the fear we've been stuffing into the subconscious, and that fear grows like a monster, blocking us from fulfilling our square of life. The fear takes us down a different path. We create a neural pathway of belief, or subconscious record, as Florence calls it, that at its core is the belief that we're not good enough to have what we want, even though the superconscious or God part within knows that all we want or need to fulfill our square of life is already ours, residing in our field of potentiality. And we're good enough. Living a fulfilled square of life is our birthright. The belief the subconscious holds of not being good enough and the full knowing belief of the superconscious that we are most definitely good enough becomes an inner battle of belief. The subconscious being resistant to manifesting something better because it believes we're not good enough, while the superconscious knows that not only are we good enough, what we want to manifest is already ours. In a previous session, we talked about how neural pathways of belief, or subconscious records as Florence calls them, we talked about how they're birthed, how they come into existence. Now, typically something happens when we're children that hurts us deeply. And through the experience of an event or situation, we feel shame, guilt, unworthy, undeserving, unlovable. And all these emotions boil down to feeling and believing at some level that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. And here's an example. And you may have heard this before, but we're on a different day and you're at a different energy. So here's the story. When I was a little girl, 4 years old, my parents left me and my brothers with my paternal grandmother, that woman that I had just met, and she was scary. It was summertime and we kept going in and out of grandmother's air-conditioned house. until she told us, in or out. And I chose to be out, and then I needed to go to the bathroom. Well, I didn't dare open the door to her house to go inside to use her bathroom because she would speak harshly to me. And I didn't know how to go to the bathroom outside. So, when I couldn't hold it anymore, I wet my pants. And when Mom and Daddy came back, I was sitting on the swing crying in wet pants. And my mom was furious. And then there was an argument between grandmother, my mom, and my dad about me. I thought they were all mad at me. I was so ashamed. I was embarrassed. I wanted to disappear and stop the fighting. And this experience birthed a belief that I wasn't deserving or worthy to be, do, or have anything I wanted, or even needed for my human body. It was a belief that was hidden deep in my subconscious for years. A firm, unwavering belief that I was unlovable, in the way, a source of humiliation and anger. Subconsciously, I believed I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom in the house, that the needs of my human body were a source of embarrassment and shame. My 4-year-old little girl brain took the arguing between my parents and my grandmother as all my fault, and because I didn't have the mental capacity at 4 years old to understand how to heal the pain of what was happening, I had to bury it in my subconscious because I didn't know what else to do with it, and I had to survive what was happening around me. And as a result, my brain wrote the neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough for anything, really. And my body was a source of embarrassment and shame. And through their behavior, it wasn't safe for me. I was drowning in a sea of fear. I was an outcast that didn't belong anywhere. So I spent the next 30 years of my life people-pleasing, trying to fit in somewhere. And then when I learned how to follow the breadcrumbs of the resistant, not good enough energy, this experience was revealed to me. And from this space as an adult, I could clearly see that what happened to me started the argument. But my mom didn't like my grandmother, and my grandmother didn't like my mom, and Daddy was stuck in the middle. And I got to be collateral damage of the dynamics of their relationship with each other, and that had nothing to do with me. But today, as an adult, I could see that what happened to me was just an experience. And I really am good enough to be, do, and have what I want. I'm just fine the way I am. I don't have to people please to fit in. I don't need anyone else's approval. And it's safe to be me. And even better, I could see that all the events that came after that, all those incidents of embarrassment, shame, anger, resentment, and doubt in myself that had fed that initial experience, they could no longer hurt me. They lost their power. I wrote over the original neural pathway of belief with this new concept of understanding. I changed that energy within me, and that shift of energy was an act of forgiveness. Facing the pain of this experience, observing what happened, how I felt, and the behavior of everyone involved, it healed the pain and suffering from what had happened. I infused the situation and everyone involved with love. The love I initiated forgave them and forgave me for my part and infused my inner child with love. I was and I am safe. Rewriting this belief, transforming the pain to love, changed my perspective of my life. It changed how I see the world. I didn't feel so lost. I felt empowered and more confident, I saw how the mechanics and dynamics of relationships work, how easily neural pathways of belief are birthed when we're children and then form the experiences of our adult lives. If you get triggered with energy that feels awful, but you don't know where it came from, you may have an experience similar to this from your childhood, something that was really painful and out of your control. We all live in human bodies and minds that get inundated with millions of bits of information every day. And when that information is stressful, our fight or flight response kicks in, making that information that's taken in really powerful and strong. But now that we're adults, once the initial surprise is over, we have the opportunity to heal the pain we experienced. As the observer, we can infuse the situation with love energy. And as a result, we raise our internal frequency of vibration and open the way to create a higher outcome. We have the opportunity to consciously choose what energy we're going to embody as we move forward. Are we going to vibrate in love? Or are we going to continue stressed, angry, resentful, anxious, overwhelmed? Reflecting and feeling those emotions of fear. But when we're in the rush of survival mode, just doing our best to get through the day, we don't take that opportunity to observe the energy we've just experienced, to heal it and be free of it. Instead, we continue to bury it in the subconscious, making it negative energy food for the fear energy that's already hidden there in the form of a neural pathway of belief that we're not good enough. However, when we shift our energy out of less than love fear energy, when we embrace the love vibration of that God part within, it's as a protective shield around us, deflecting negativity vibrating around us and negativity that's directed at us. The more we embrace that love energy, consciously choosing to embody love energy, we raise our vibration above fear, and fear energy can no longer engage with us. And that's how we become non-resistant. We're unmovable by negative energy. An example is when we've consciously chosen to embody love energy, vibrating in love energy, and someone says something mean to us. Instead of getting upset, we're unmoved by their words. The negativity cannot engage with our energy. Therefore, we're not upset. No. Instead, we now have the clarity of thought to set a boundary with them through love energy, firmly and assertively, and we can bless them on their way. We have the words to say or the wisdom to say nothing and be perfectly fine with it. We feel the peace within. Now, one side note here on illness in children. Florence was asked why children get sick when they don't know what sickness is. I believe Florence's response was accurate to a point. What we all must understand is that when we choose to come to Earth in a human body, we also choose specific experiences. And some of those experiences are physical hardship as adults and, unfortunately, as children. When I became a Reiki practitioner, I learned that if the body's going to heal, Reiki will support it to heal more quickly. If the body is not going to heal, if it's not in the soul's plan, the Reiki will bring the person comfort and relief as much as their higher self experience will allow. We each have specific situations we've come here to experience. Some are traumatic and horrific. But when we choose to process through them in love over fear, miracles happen. Sometimes dire situations faced through the love vibration become the stepping stone or catalyst to the most wonderful experiences. Wonderful experiences that we wouldn't have dreamed possible, but they are. So back to the different aspects of resistance. So we learned in our first session about resistance energy, what it is and what to do with it. We learned about following the breadcrumbs that are revealed by the resistance energy and how to infuse it with love to heal it and be free of it. And in the last session, we talked about another technique, the Sedona method of release, to process through less than love energy to be free of it, and the power of giving ourselves the gift of forgiveness. And if the resistance energy holds on only a little power over us, sometimes just observing it or looking at it is enough to be free of it, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it. So we know what to do when we're faced with resistance energy. So let's look more closely at being non-resistant. Just what does this mean? So years ago, I was talking with someone who believed that non-resistance is taking the path of least resistance. That is so not what non-resistance means. So let's take a look at the resistance we feel in the body when we want to improve our lives or we want to be, do, or have something. Our conscious wants something that we don't have. So now we're in that struggle of want versus don't have. This is what Florence means when she tells us resistance is hell, for it places man in a state of torment. This internal struggle or battle is the torment. The energy of wanting something should hold expectancy of joy and happiness at receiving. That's what the wanting should be. The resistant energy of don't have what we want, it stirs that feeling or whisper of, you can't have that. Who do you think you are? And as a result, we have a battle going on in our body. Our conscious has decided we want something because of the joy it's going to bring us to have it. And our superconscious says, we can have it. But our subconscious says, no, not happening. You're not good enough. But we can stop that torment with acceptance. Acceptance of what our life is in this moment. Acceptance shifts us from resistant to non-resistant. And I'll say that again. Acceptance shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant. When we accept what our life is in this moment, accept that we want something different, but this is what our life is in this moment, whatever this is, that battle stops. That war within us between our conscious and subconscious stops. Acceptance does not mean we're in agreement of what our life is. Not at all. The definition of acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertake something offered. I thought the word offered is really perfect because the universe is always offering us the opportunity to experience something new, different, something that brings us joy. Accepting what your life is in this moment opens the way to receive something new. The Upon Waking Daily Journal page includes this. I accept what my life is in this moment. When you write this down, you step into your power being non-resistant. Even if you're not feeling it, keep writing it. That feeling will come. One of the Manifesting with Florence members told me when she started writing this in her journal page, she wasn't feeling it, but she kept writing it, and now she's empowered by writing it. No matter how you're using the journal pages, whether you have the paperback version or you're using a notebook with the PDF download, please use it. Don't underestimate the power of something this simple. It is life-changing. So diving deeper into non-resistance, being non-resistant opens the way to shift us to the state of knowing. This is one of those times that we don't have a word that fully explains the experience, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Knowing is a full shift of energy to the love vibration that is very matter of fact. No anxiety, no doubt, no worry, just a deep, really deep in your very cells feeling of settled, grounded, peaceful, confident. You feel grounded with full belief. You know that what you want to experience is happening, whether there's any sign of it in sight or not. You hold no doubt, no anxiety, no worry, just a settled, grounded, balanced, breathe into it knowing, and it's fabulous. You're in this moment. There's no worry about the future, no anxiety. You're peaceful in every cell of your body. And remember, worry does nothing to enhance your life, but it will block you from creating what you want and support you to create what you do not want. Worry is resistance. The state of being non-resistant is when your three levels of consciousness are in alignment and you feel no resistance over what you want happening. You feel no resistance over what's happening right now, even though you may not like what your life experience is. If you're in a, let's call it a discussion. Well, let's just call it what it is. If you're in an argument with someone and you're maintaining your love vibration, no matter what they say, you're non-resistant. The other person's words don't move you. You're neutral, matter of fact, with clarity of thought. Your vibration is above indulging in anger or frustration. Your internal energy is outside the range of anger. And since you're non-resistant, you can remember to take those deep breaths. You remember to use your chaos flush and you maintain clarity of thought to respond with what you need to say. And even better, there's no replaying that conversation over and over in your head about what you should have said afterwards. Because you stood in love energy, you were non-resistant. You held no resistance to the situation, so you were able to voice your thoughts and feelings with clarity. And that conversation is done. It's finished. You have the strength and stamina to set boundaries and enforce them. Resistance is based in fear energy that was typically birthed from a belief of not being good enough. Non-resistance is based in the vibration of love energy from the God part within, the love that is your essence. Okay, well, let's talk about relationships really quick. Florence talked about people wanting her to perform treatments to change others, but she told them she wouldn't treat for others, but she would treat to change them because they were in the unnatural state of resistance. Relationships are all about us, not others, us. They're about how we react. For example, when we're not in agreement about something someone else is doing or saying, we're the one who isn't agreeing. Chances are the other person doesn't think they've done or said anything inappropriate. The human experience demands that we set boundaries for others. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to consciously choose how we're going to react to the behavior of others. And like I explained earlier, when we're in the non-resistant vibration of love energy, negative energy doesn't engage with us. So we're unmoved by someone else's behavior. They have no power to hurt us. It's like the vibration of germs. Germs vibrate at the frequency of fear. And when you're vibrating at the frequency of love and gratitude, germs cannot stick to you. Germs cannot stick to the vibration of love energy. Later in the chapter, Florence states, "Every man is a golden link in the chain of my good, for all men are God in manifestation, awaiting the opportunity given by man himself to serve the divine plan of his life." When we unpack this, we get a golden nugget. When we run into people in our lives that just rub us the wrong way, and we hit an energetic block when we try to achieve being love energy where they're concerned, we're forced to look at why the energetic block is there. Why do we feel the antagonistic energy from or for this person? When we acknowledge and look at or observe that energy block, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it, that energy loses its power over us. The block may disintegrate immediately, or like in my case when I was 4, you may discover an experience that birthed that belief of not being good enough, and this person is triggering that energetic charge from this previous experience. Observe the experience and the energy of it and use your action steps to heal it, and the original pain energy loses its power to block you because it no longer resides in your body. And the long and short of it is, the person who riled you up is a golden link in your chain of good because behind the scenes, they forced you to face hidden energy and or beliefs. You face the energy, you heal it, and you be free of that energy that's been blocking you. They provided that opportunity. They revealed an uncomfortable energy within you. You observed it and transformed it, and now you're free of it. And the way is open to live the divine plan of your life, manifesting your fulfilled square of life as the experience of your reality. Just how fabulous is that? Now, do I wish all this could be avoided? Those interaction with the people that you don't like, that make you uncomfortable, that are just mean? Of course I do. And I know you do too. But we didn't incarnate to this planet for easy. We came here to experience the duality of the planet, and we are. And now we're getting the tools to overcome the challenges. Florence teaches us to begin our day with right words. The daily journal pages support you to do just that. The first section of the Upon Waking page supports you to claim and anchor the energy of your day. The affirmation Florence uses is, "Thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease." Affirmations are energy containers that must hold the emotional charge of your heart energy to click with you. That's why sometimes an affirmation will charge you up, and then later you may feel resistance to it. or vice versa. Your consciousness exists in a human body, and as a result, you're continually evolving with expansions and contractions of energy. And be aware. An affirmation can be of negative words. And when your internal energy of negativity clicks, that energy is magnified to manifest what you do not want. Our words, our thoughts, our feelings and emotions, they're energy containers that we manifest from within to without. We are in continuous motion, manifesting the reality of our life experiences. Positive affirmations vibrating in love energy can be golden to support us to manifest what we want or better. Just like repeated affirmations of negative words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions manifest what we don't want. In this chapter, Florence has approached infusing people and situations with love from another angle by baptizing experiences as success, showing us how shifting our energy from failure to success transforms us from being resistant in failure to non-resistant, vibrating in the emotionally charged energy of success. As a result, the way is open to create a higher outcome, success. Florence tells us that the robbers of time are the past and the future. To bless the past and the future, and to live in the now of this moment. We now have tools to manage the pain of the past with specific action steps that set us free. Free to be non-resistant and aware of our emotional vibration in this moment. When we've accepted what our life is in this moment, we stop the inner turmoil of lack and not in agreement with what our life is. And we open the way to create a higher outcome. We set the wheels in motion to fulfill our square of life. We can feel within our body that knowing, fully knowing that what we want to experience is happening behind the scenes and will manifest as our external reality. We're non-resistant. Allowing the love-knowing energy within us to manifest our heaven on earth as the experience of our physical reality. So we've learned today that acceptance of what our life is in this moment shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that Florence's use of the word evil is today's understanding of fear. We can now see that fear supports the fight or flight response to witnessing or experiencing something that makes us uncomfortable. We now understand more clearly how a belief of not being good enough may have been birthed through an experience when we were too young to understand what to do to process through the pain, and as a result, created a neural pathway of belief that's blocking us in our life today. Now we know what to do when neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough is revealed. We know what to do with all fear energy that's revealed to us. We know the action steps to be free of it. We now have a clear picture of how the power of our subconscious works behind the scenes, how that energy focuses through us to manifest the same vibration from within to without, and that vibration could be the joy of happiness or the pain of despair. It's up to us as to which one it is, and now we know how to make the conscious choice. And how our journaling pages support us to make that choice every day. We learn the different aspects of the pain of resistance and the freedom of being non-resistant, how they work, and how we can consciously choose to be love energy and to be non-resistant to the fear that runs rampant in today's world. And as a result, we will fulfill our square of life. We've gained a clearer understanding of how people that annoy and provoke us serve us to ultimately manifest and live the divine path of our square of life fulfilled. We're gaining a clearer understanding of the vibration of our words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and how to use them effectively with the energy container of affirmations. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. I know it's a lot. Please post your questions in the private Facebook community. I'll answer and we can all discuss. Now again, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and get more rest when you need it. So our next session is Chapter 5, The Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness. And that completes our content.